617-779-0850, toll-free 888-525-0850. All right, let's get back to the phones. Let's head back down somewhere down the South Shore. Now, Logan Mankins, Patriots offensive lineman, joining us. Pete Shepard along with Steve Biasi and Scott Zolak. Hey, Logan, thanks for taking a few minutes.
Hey, guys, what's going on?
How are you?
What's up, Logan?
Dealing with a rough crowd in there today, huh?
Yeah, it is. Well, Zoe's all the way down in Foxborough. He wasn't man enough to battle the snow. We're up here in Boston.
I'm practicing my safe driving right now. I'm driving in the snowstorm on the phone. So.
Yeah, you have no problem, right? No problem driving in the snow. It's no big deal. It's like Fresno State.
Just started.
that's right. Please.
So this is an interesting game coming up on Sunday with the Arizona West Coast team coming east, and they've been horrible this year. Most teams have coming east. The weather is a factor. How do you approach this game, and what did you take out of last week's debacle that Minnesota threw at them?
Well, we're glad that they're horrible coming east. Hopefully they are again Sunday. But, Minnesota really put it on them on offense. They did a lot of good things. Minnesota's got a good running game, and hopefully we can get our running game going. Minnesota really did pretty much whatever they wanted in the whole game, offensively, special teams, defensively. So we're going to really try to do that, too.
Well, you guys have watched enough film on them. I know you don't just watch the last game. They've had some games where they've come up with some pretty good defense, too. It's not an untalented team that you're facing.
Oh, no, they got a ton of talent from the D-line all the way to the DBs. They got a lot of fast guys, a lot of guys that have a lot of talent that can do a lot of pass rush moves. And then they got speed at linebacker. They can run and make a lot of plays. So it's one of those defenses where if they get loose and they get a chance to make a play, they're going to make a big play.
Hey, Logan, do you notice a different tempo in practice, maybe more so with the 9-on-7 with the new backs coming back? Obviously, Sammy Morris getting healthy, and especially Lamont Jordan. Does that help you guys up front?
Oh, yeah. Getting Lamont and Sammy back is huge. They're good running backs. They see the holes. They run really hard. They're going to break a lot of tackles. So anytime you have those two guys back and they're feeling good and pretty fresh, so anytime you get those guys in the game and cut them loose, you're going to gain some yards.
The weather is always a factor this time of year. The figures this Sunday, it looks like it might be again big time if it's supposed to snow like they say, but are you guys prepared to get into a possible shootout with this team if necessary and feel confident about that?
Yeah, I think we could score on anyone. I hope it's cold and they freeze their ass off, but
so do I.
I know they're not going to like it.
Yeah.
But, I think if it comes down to a shootout, I think we could put points up pretty much any game, and it just comes down to us executing and making the right plays. So, if we don't execute, we won't score on anyone, so it all comes down to execution.
Yeah, we just asked Vrabel the same question, but how impressed were we with the way Matt Cassel handled everything with the family and the team?
Oh, man, it was big. He's came through big for us all year, and there's another one for him. There's not a whole lot of guys that could come out and perform the way he did after having what happened to him happen early that week. And he missed a day of practice, showed back up, and was ready to go, and he did everything that was asked of him and more, and not a whole lot of guys could have done what he did.
Well, I'm going to ask you a question. Now, Vrabel might have just lied to us. I'm not really sure. But when Garrard threw that pick last night, what did you do? He said he was watching Texas-Penn State volleyball and all the cute asses, but what were you watching?
Jesus, Pete.
I was watching the game.
Women's
I wanted to reach
volleyball,
to the TV
volleyball.
And choke him. I was like, damn it. I was like, we need this. We need you guys to get a win right now, and you go and pick.
Well, and also, tomorrow night, will you guys or some of you find a way at least to watch a portion of the Dallas-Baltimore game? Or are you guys too busy with meetings and all that stuff?
Yeah, we'll have meetings. I don't know what time the game comes on, probably 8 or 9, but we don't get that channel over at the hotel anyway. So
the end zone doesn't have NFL Network?
No. We got about 10 or 15 channels. We get ESPN and HBO. I think those are our prime channels over there.
Would you want to watch that game, though? At least a part of it when you're all, you know, when work is taken care of? Or, you know, if you
I'd like to check in on it and see what's going on. It affects us. If we win out, we need Baltimore to lose a game. So I would like to have the heads up on what's going on.
Hey, you being one of those big, heavy guys now, on Sunday, will you go sleeveless or, you know, will you wear sleeves or will you do anything different? You rub any Vaseline all over your arms like the running backs do?
No. I'm going sleeveless, that's for sure, but no Vaseline. It's only cold when you're just sitting there, so as long as you're up running around, you don't feel it.
Well, I'm going old school on you a little bit here, Logan, because back in the day, Zoe and I didn't even have the benefit of those nice, heated, comfortable benches.
Yeah, we did.
Well, yeah, we did a little bit. But
you and Matt Barr always stood by that stupid heater. The one that looks like a jet engine.
Wait a minute. How stupid were we for sitting by that heater?
That's pretty smart.
Yeah, thanks.
I learned how Matt Barr took the helmet, put it in front of the heater, warmed it up before he put it on the head. I always put the helmet on cold, and I was like, oh, my God.
Well, you're the only one with a quadruple X helmet, too, Zoe.
See, why you got to go there now?
Yeah, when I first got here, all the running backs, quarterbacks, DBs, they all had those nice heated benches. I look down, the D-line's got a metal bench and the O-line's got a metal bench. And we go sit on those things, and before you know, your ass is numb from sitting on there because the bench is froze. Then you get up and you're like, oh, I got to go get by the heater to defrost. And I guess we finally whined enough, and it took them about, what, we get them last year. So the O-line and D-line finally got the nice heater benches last year.
All right, Logan, thanks for taking a few minutes, and drive safe in the snow, and give them hell on Sunday. I hope it's a blizzard.
All right, thanks, guys. Take it easy.
Thanks a lot.
Make sure you layer.
Thanks. It's an offensive lineman, Logan Mankins.
How do you layer short sleeves?
I know you guys.
Fat.
I know you guys have been hanging on the lines, and I appreciate it. Hang on. We're going to take a quick break and then come right back and get right to the phones, I promise you. Do we have another update? Oh, my God. I'm looking out our 20 Guest Street windows out to the Mass Pike. I can't see it, Steve. The Mass Pike is gone. It's white out conditions. Water, milk.
We've just heard from all the grocery stores in the neighborhood there's been a run on milk and bread.
Oh, my God. What is happening?
I invested in bread yesterday.
The Prudential Building has disappeared from my sight. How are we going to make it? How will we survive, Steve?
You know what?
You and I stuck at 20 Guest Street for 3 to 4 days.
You two guys are going to be like that Borat movie. You two in a hotel room rubbing each other down. Slappity slap.
Oh, God,
yeah,
please.
We're laughing now, but at 6:15, we're going to be yelling at somebody. You know that.
Oh, I know.
Why do you block the box?
617-779-0850. 888-525-0850. Wiener Wine Line. Oh, my goodness. Bread, water, milk. Wiener Wine Line, 617-779-3535. Verizon, sell, hit, pound, WEI. Zoe's down in Foxborough. Pete and Steve here in Brighton. Andy behind the other side of the glass. When we come back, right to the phones here on Sports Radio WEI.